With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. One of the world's most beautiful women developed into a supermodel of the 1960s. She called herself Verushka. You might recall her in the 1967 Antonioni movie Blow Up. Verushka's real name is Vera Lindorf, and with her collaborator, Holger Trusch, has created a stunning art book with an introduction by Susan Sontag called Verushka Transfigurations. The book contains more than 200 photographs in which Lindorf has painted her body to become part of the environment. She says the concept developed more than 20 years ago when, as a model, she began body painting after a visit to Africa.
Then I met Holger in the 70s, and he got very interested in what I had done before, and he said that was something we should work on, and there our working relationship started.
Holger Trusch snaps the photographs of Lindorf, but says he is primarily a painter, sculptor, and musician.
Well, I don't consider myself a photographer, because I'm using the photography in order to adapt our work in the right form into the right medium.
Which is painting on Lindorf's towering body. Lindorf and Trusch have been accused of using trick photography to create their stunning effects.
Some people think that. They say, oh, that could be a double exposure. Doing a photograph of the background and then put it over the body.
Projected on.
Yeah, people even say, why don't you do it? It's easier.
The question may be mundane, but still, after a day of shooting, how does Lindorf get all that paint off her body?
You just go under a shower and you shower for a little longer than usual, but then it comes off, no problem.
Vera Lindorf lives in Germany, Holger Trusch in Paris. For several months a year, they meet to collaborate on the striking pictures that can be seen in Verushka Transfigurations, published by New York Graphic Society Books and Little Brown. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. For Vera Lindorf and Holger Trusch, the camera is a means to an end, the ability to capture permanently the stunning canvas that is Lindorf's body. It's a body that, when painted, blends in with or contrasts with the environment, or vanishes into the image of a famous person, such as Marilyn Monroe or Elvis Presley. Trusch is a painter, sculptor, and musician. Lindorf is also an artist and former supermodel of the 1960s, who called herself Verushka when she appeared in the 1967 Antonioni film Blow Up. Their book of more than 200 photographs of Lindorf's body paintings is called Verushka Transfigurations. Lindorf and Trusch delight in using backgrounds that often show decay.
We really would like to do something in America, because America has so many interesting things. Because, you see, what we are interested in is not something polished, clean, and new.
No, we found something very, very interesting. We would love to do it, but it seems to be impossible to do it. This is in the streets, sometimes the walls, with so many different designs. Maybe a house was broken down. You have posters on it, and you have
graffiti.
Wall graffiti is over it. It's a fascinating aesthetic.
But there is a problem in filming outdoors.
You always have then visitors, people who look at you. I mean, how do you protect yourself?
Because so much of Vera Lindorf's work is in the nude.
I think it's very embarrassing to be nude in front of people, so I've never done that. We don't have people looking at us when we do it. We always find a way of
covering
always a place where we are alone.
Holger Trusch lives in Paris, Vera Lindorf in Germany.
We do this maybe each year for a few months. This is something you can't do every day.
The book, with an introduction by Susan Sontag, is called Verushka Transfigurations, published by New York Graphic Society Books and Little Brown. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.